You'll be here last. So, exactly. Okay, well, we'll find out. We are joined in the media center by our funny car winner, Cruz Pedregon. Cruz was qualified seventh, got through Tony Girado first round, Chris Morrell second round. Semifinal was a battle against Bob Tasca. Cruz was able to win it. And then a final round matchup against Ron Capps, which Cruz won coasting with a 425 at 225. Able to get a win. You're 83 points behind Ron Capps and very much in the championship fight. Ron is 58 points ahead, but this victory, more of a tremendous breakthrough here in Vegas. Tell us about your race day. Any thoughts that stand out?
No, it just, we qualified seventh. But JC, I got to say, I dropped a couple races on hole shots. So, you know, I felt like we had a better car than what we showed. We came here tied for fourth with fourth, I think, in points. So he just went back to what he always does, and I drove well today. So, you know, we had a couple breaks with the guys dropping out. Three of the top five contenders dropped out first round, which really put pressure on us, but at the same time, we were able to answer the bell. The car was steady every run. I don't even know what to be honest with you, I might be the first modern driver to not pay attention to my react. I haven't seen a time slip. I don't even want to know, other than somebody said I had a really good light in the semis, but I purposely didn't. I didn't want to see reaction time, 60 foot. I didn't want to see anything. No congratulations. My head was down, and we were just banging them out one at a time.
You had a 004 in the semis.
Yeah, that one, you know, I have to be honest, I saw that I cut it close. I even get a little sneak, Steve will attest to this. You give the tree a little, when you're passing by the tree, even though these nitro cars all last like they do, we still can look at, damn, I hope that thing isn't red. But I knew I cut it close, but hey, I'm just trying to do my end, because we have a good car. JC and the team, you know, they've been plugging away, man. That thing is steady. It's a five-disc car. I think there's only one other car, Paul Lee, and maybe one other that part-time racer, but it's not a traditional high-power 8,600 RPM. It's a Ron Tobler tune-up from the – actually, when he worked for me back in the day. So, but the car runs right with everybody. It runs sometimes better than everybody. So, yeah, it's a honor to win the 1,000. I didn't know that was on the table, 1,000th. So congrats to NHRA for having all these races and keeping things going during all these tough times that we've had in our country. And I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Questions from members of the media. Phil Burgess, NHRA National Dragster. Phil.
Coming into the race, how would you have rated your championship hopes, and how do you rate them now?
Pretty dim, to be honest with you, because I felt like I just didn't feel like the brakes were coming our way. You know, we're just losing some close races, and I thought, man, well, if we can just finish, I do want to finish in the top five. I felt that was good, but then NHRA put that points and a half thing in place, so that's going to really keep it open-ended, which is what they wanted to create. So you know, there's no guarantee we'll finish in the top three, even though we're not too far out of first. But I think that's a good thing for the fans. There's still some of their favorite drivers can go to Pomona with a shot to win the championship. But after winning today, yeah, hey, we're back in it. So yeah, that's what you know, people cooperated. You know, like I said, three of the top five cars went out, and we just had to, you know, keep our nose to the grindstone, and we did.
Final round, you lifted, were you going towards the center line? Or
did you have to... I don't know if the car drifted on me. I'd have to look at the replay. I was just what was I doing? I think I was just kind of wondering where Caps was, because I was just wondering where Caps was, and you shouldn't do that as a driver. I mean, you know, like Larry Miner used to tell me, what the hell are you looking over there on the other side for? So, but I did, but again, before the final, JC did, John Collins, my crew chief, did come up to me before the final, and I was in there. I have one ailment, my back, I don't have that good of a back, so I'm stretching in the lounge, and he came up to me and said, hey, let's just go up there. When he says he's going to push it, as conservative as he is, that means we're going to push it, because he normally doesn't. He's one of those guys that just, like Dick LaHaye, like a Ron Tobler, he's very steady, doesn't, you know, even, Torrance's crew chief, you know, those guys are just steady. They don't believe in, you know, just going out and going crazy. So but I knew it was either going to be feast or famine, and but it spun the tires, and we coasted across there. I actually got on the throttle a couple times and get ready to do some crazy stuff there, and I guess JC hit the button and shut the car off, save me and the car, I guess.
Next question, Cruz Pedregon. Darren,
where'd you get that celebration?
breaks were from. I remember 08, you got the two fingers out the
Okay. You know what? That was my buddy Caps. He gets out. I don't know if I had the energy to get up on top of there like Caps does. He pops up on there and starts doing this. So that was my little version of the Ron Caps celebration. Not a shot at Ron. I really respect and like Ron Caps a lot. So, but I was just, you know, he beat us a couple times in the countdown, and so I just felt like, that's a little shot, a friendly shot towards Ron there.
Your thoughts on everybody going out first round? Like, where were you for that? Memory is not working for me right now, but just like everybody was, it was one after the next guys going out, and the pressure ratchets up as you realize you can take advantage.
You know, I was trying to hum and sing a song so I wouldn't hear it, but I kept hearing Alan's loud voice, and I was paying attention to those guys losing. And I was thinking, man, I didn't want to hear that. I wanted to do la, 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 make that noise where I couldn't hear it. But I did hear it. And but you know what? I think, like I said, when I woke up, I felt really good. I felt like just, you know, if I had a car underneath me, I felt like we were going to be tough to beat. So we just went up there and just, you know, did our own thing. And it worked out for us, really. But I was paying attention. Didn't want to. Like I told you earlier, I didn't want to pay attention to my react. I personally don't want to know what, like, my new thing is I don't want to know, like, if we win the round later in the end of the day, I'll go back and look at all the numbers. But I felt like that's a better way for me to focus.
Whatever it is, it's working. He is your Funny Car winner, Cruz Pedregon. Cruz, congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.